I felt like I was in my own sitcom as I went shopping, or attempted to go shopping last night. Well, I did. I completed the effort, but should have known that there was going to be a problem when I get there and get parked. And as I enter the store, I realize, whoops, forgot my coupons.
Oh, no.
They're back in the truck. And I really needed them because I had some good coupons, including my $10 off thank you for shopping with us coupon. Well, don't want to, you know, hey, all right, so we'll trudge back to the truck and we'll get the coupons.
Yeah.
Get into the store and grab the cart. Then, of course, the cart is stuck into the cart in front of it.
Sure.
And there I am tugging away. And I finally, all right, this is it. And I give it the full grunt. And I had not taken my keys out of my hand.
Oh, no.
So as I pulled the cart and really gave it a big tug, the keys go flying out of my hand across the aisleway. So I had to retrieve those. We're off to a good start. At least all the wheels on the cart worked. So that's a positive. So then I go to, I do some grocery shopping. So I go to the food side of the store. Realizing as soon as I get there that, oh, wait, they reconfigured the store. Oh. And so that means that the pet treats that I had to get, which used to be right next to the food aisle so I could kind of combine the two. No, that's on the old other side of the store. You don't want a food shop
and then push have to, a full cart.
Exactly,
no,
right.
No,
especially
no
got some frozen stuff in there. So, All right, let's go over to the other side of the store where I should have started in the first place. And I get to where I want to be. So I got a great coupon for pet treats. What stands in front of the very treats I want, of course, is a person who's on a smartphone.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And talking to whomever. It's a guy, and I assume he's talking to his wife. Who knows? Whatever. But she's trying to tell him where to find the treat. I don't see it. No, it's not there. I'm looking. No. No. I don't see it. I
mean, he's standing right in front of it, I suppose.
Standing right in front of where I mean. Now, first, I'm amused, okay? Let's see where this is going to go. Eventually, it's like, this is not going, so I got to... But the person is just totally oblivious, and I kind of really shoulder up as close as possible without actually making contact, because you don't make contact, of course. And the person still doesn't see me there. Doesn't your peripheral vision kick in at that point?
Maybe he was so focused.
He was. He was
focused. And frustrated, obviously.
So I actually just kind of reached in, and at that point, the guy was, kind of moved away. I retrieved what I wanted. And left the aisle, and he's still on the phone trying to find out what he was. At some point, I'm like, I can't see it. You come here and find it. The dog doesn't need it that badly. Then the shopping continues. Need some pasta. Want to have some spaghetti. Need some noodles. And, of course, the box that I want, I discover, is on the very bottom shelf, where a person is there. That person... Apparently, a lot of people wanted those kinds of noodles last night because it was on the bottom shelf, but it was kind of, you had to go to the back. I mean,
or reach in.
So
yeah.
This person's on their hands and knees, and their head is into the shelving area. So all I see sticking out is the back end. This person, how do I put this? Their pants weren't really fitting that well.
Oh, no.
I didn't need that view. If anything, it helped spoil my appetite, so I didn't shop feeling like I was hungry and buy everything in the store. So, well, this is really going well. And finally, for all the other shopping I do, I get to the apples. And I find some of those cosmic crisps that we talked about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I, you know, they got kind of like the three layer. You got the top, the middle, and the bottom row. I always like to try and reach the top, figuring that could be other people that couldn't reach to the top. No, leave the bottom row alone. That's fine. Some other guy is shopping with me doing the same thing. All right, we're both into the top row of apples, which is half full. Some good-looking apples. I'm taking a couple. I'm putting them in my bag. Then I turn away to my cart. As I turn away to my cart, I hear kind of a little thud. And I turn back. This guy, despite the fact that there were still several apples left in that top tray, had taken that top tray out and plunked it down to the middle row so he could get to underneath that top tray to, I assume, find better apples. I'm thinking, you still have several good apples here in the top tray. What are you doing? You're spoiling my shopping experience.
Yeah.
I'm still searching in this top tray. I don't need to go underneath there, and I'm sure the people in the store don't appreciate that either because now someone's going to have to put it back.
That's true, yes. Yeah,
which I did after that person walked away.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yes.
Huh.
Like, how rude. And then after checking out and leaving the store, it was a little windy and brisk, I had placed the receipt in the top of my bag. The receipt blows out of the top of the bag.
Well, of course. Why not?
But at that very moment, an employee of the store who was exiting, I assumed, to go grab some shopping carts, as this receipt is fluttering in the wind, and I'm thinking, oh gosh, how far am I going to have to go to chase this? As it's about, oh, I'd say 6 inches, maybe even a foot off the ground, this employee, it looks like slow motion, takes her left foot, raises it in the air, and somehow captures my receipt, stomps her foot on the ground, and the receipt is trapped. She reaches down and gets it, hands it to me, and says, here you go, and walks away.
Well, something positive happened at the tail end, at least. Eh?
Then I got in my truck, and as I go and turn it on, a check tire pressure light comes on. You got to be kidding me, because I just put air in a tire the other day that I had. Mm-hmm. I usually do all four to make sure. That day I had not, because I was in a hurry and only did one. Turns out another one needed some air. So this morning, in the bitter cold wind, I was adding air to my tire.
Oh, no.
As I said, I felt like in sitcom shopping. Somebody write this down. There's an episode for you. Anyway, I've made it here. And I'll be enjoying my Cosmic Crisp next hour.
There you go. So you got something out of it.
I did.
You know, I just tend to put my head down and shop.
I was trying to.
I tried my best. That's what I... because people make me mad.
This is why I like to shop in the middle of the night, because nobody else is there.